From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, March 25th. Wolf populations continue to increase in the North State. This bodes well for the endangered species, but it's also causing problems for cattle ranchers. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
Gray wolves have been spotted in Shasta, Tehama, Plumas, Modoc, and Siskiyou counties. This year, they've killed, or likely killed, 20 livestock animals. Axel Honeycutt is the gray wolf coordinator with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says right now is a time where baby cows are being born, which could be one thing attracting wolves. But he says the wolf-livestock conflict has been increasing in general.
The fact that the state population continues to grow and the number of wolves continues to grow and the total area that they occupy continues to expand.
Gray wolves are an endangered species, which means they are protected from being killed, trapped, or even harassed. Since they first returned to California in 2011, their numbers have grown to at least 50, according to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Honeycutt says as their population increases, restrictions will likely change to allow ranchers to have non-lethal ways of keeping wolves away.
Rubber bullets or beanbags or paintballs, things like that. Those are currently illegal in California on endangered species. And so as we move through the conservation plan, that is probably the most likely next step, is that we would get to something like that.
He says the Department of Fish and Wildlife tracks and monitors wolf populations. Ranchers who lose livestock to wolves can apply for a state reimbursement for the market value of the animal lost. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, Butte County will find out at the Board of Supervisors meeting today details surrounding the success of Measure H. Voters passed the 1 cent per dollar sales tax increase in November. County leaders will hear a post-election analysis of the measure from a consultant hired by the county, including data on voter demographics and comparisons between projected outcomes and actual results. The board will also hear which communities held the most support for the measure. The presentation is informational, and no decisions are expected to be made. And a lawsuit filed by Shasta County against election activists was dropped. This comes after a Superior Court judge ruled against a request for expedited court action last week. According to reporting from Shasta Scout, the lawsuit was filed against a group of activists proposing a new ballot measure. If passed, the measure would require hand counting of ballots, limit absentee voting, and require voter ID, among other things. The lawsuit claimed that the measure violates state and federal laws and is misleading to the public. The activists can now solicit signatures from voters. If they get enough, the measure can appear on the voters' ballots in the fall. But the paper reports that if the measure is passed, it would likely face a challenge from the state since it conflicts with California election laws. Also, many communities across California have been opening homeless shelters, but they don't all meet state health and safety standards. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports that a bill recently introduced in the state assembly aims to assure compliance.
AB 750 would require that inspections at homeless shelters in California happen regularly. Right now, there are provisions under the state housing law requiring shelters to meet minimum health and safety standards. They allow anyone living in a shelter to file a complaint if they feel a facility is substandard. That triggers a mandatory inspection. If violations are found, a corrective notice will be issued. The new bill would require annual inspections of shelters in a local jurisdiction, regardless of whether there was a complaint. Those visits could be either announced or not. If passed, the bill would also require shelters to post information about occupants' rights, and it would authorize the State Department of Housing to become involved if necessary. If a shelter didn't take appropriate action to fix problems, the state could then withhold funding. The bill was introduced last week. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, North State residents might need to get out those umbrellas and use those windshield wipers again soon. A late-season storm is expected to roll into the Sacramento Valley on Wednesday. National Weather Service meteorologist Sarah Perdue says the rain should be light, but there are chances of thunderstorms and possible snow at higher elevations.
You know, for folks who are in the foothills more, there is a slight risk for some thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon and evening. In those areas, generally like 10 to 15%, with chances getting better as you head north towards Redding.
Purdue says Chico could experience up to 2.5 inches of rain. In Sacramento, up to 0.1 inch. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, March 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.